ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोजयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 9 डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम ऑल दैट इज मटेरियल टेक्स्ट 30। एवं संजात वैराग्यो विज्ञानालोक आत्मने विचरामि महिमेतां मुक्तो संगो अनंकृतः। एवं संजात वैराग्यो विज्ञानालोक आत्मनि विचरामि महिमेतां मुक्तसंगो अनंकृतः। एवं संजात वैराग्यो विज्ञानालोक आत्मनि विचरामि महिमेतां मुक्तसंगो अनंकृतः। Word by word meaning evam thus sanjata completely developed vairagya detachment vijnana realized knowledge aloka having vision atmani in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vicharami, I wonder, mahim, the earth, etam, this, mukta, free, sangha, from attachment, anamkrita, without false ego. Translation, having learned from my spiritual masters, I remain situated in realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and fully renounce and enlighten by realized spiritual knowledge, wander the earth without attachment or false ego. Text 31st. No eka ekasmad guror jnanam sustiram syat supushkalam brahmetad advityam vai giyate bahushardhavi. Translation purport. Although the absolute truth is one without a second, the sages have described him in many different ways. Therefore, one may not be able to acquire very firm or complete knowledge from one spiritual master. Purport. Srila Sridhara Swami comments on this verse as follows. The statement that one requires many spiritual masters certainly needs explanation, since practically all great saintly persons of the past did not take shelter of many spiritual masters, but rather accepted one. The words Giyate Bahudhar Shabhi, the absolute truth is glorified in many ways by the sages, indicates the personal and impersonal understandings of the absolute truth. In other words, some sages describe only the Lord's impersonal effulgence, which is without spiritual variety, whereas others describe the Lord's manifest form as the personality of Godhead. Thus, merely by hearing from many different authorities, one cannot actually learn the highest perfection of life. The proliferation of different spiritual authorities is useful only to counteract the living entity's tendency to be crossly materialistic. Different spiritual philosophers create faith in the existence of the soul and may be accepted at that level. But as will be clarified in later verses, the spiritual master who ultimately gives perfect knowledge is one. Srila Jiva Goswami comments as follows on this verse. Since it is commonly understood that one is to accept a single spiritual master, why is it recommended that one learn from many so-called spiritual masters appearing in the form of ordinary material objects? The explanation is that one's worshipable spiritual master will instruct one in many departments of knowledge by giving lessons clean from ordinary objects. As recommended by the Brahmana Avadhut, one can strengthen the teachings received from one's acharya and avoid transgressing his orders by observing ordinary things in nature. One should not mechanically receive the teachings of one's guru. The disciple should be thoughtful and with his own intelligence realize in practice what he has heard from his spiritual master by observing the world around him. In this sense, one may accept many gurus, though not those who preach against the knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master. In other words, one should not hear from persons like atheist Kapila. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायके कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। When this verse is, it is explained that how Avadhut Brahmana, he tells that how he learned from many spiritual masters and how he wandered all over the world. All over the earth, because he had received that transcendental spiritual knowledge. So he is explaining that how the absolute truth is one without a second. And the sages have described him in many different ways. Therefore, one may not be able to acquire very firm or complete knowledge from one spiritual master. So, again, sometimes this may be a controversial topic. Sometimes one may think that I have one spiritual master and why do I need to have many spiritual masters? So how to understand this? So even in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins with Vande Guru. Guru is a plural word. And he is offering obeisances to Gurus, his Gurus. And he prominently accepted Lord Nityananda and six Goswamis as his gurus. Vande Guru and Isha Bhaktan, devotees, Isha Avatar. So explains the supreme truth, supreme absolute truth in this first verse, which has been elaborated in many ways actually. And there Srila Prabhupada explains that what is this Gurun? Srila Prabhupada explains that Guru, there are two types of Gurus. One is initiating spiritual master and another is instructing spiritual master. Therefore, from one from whom we take initiation, formal initiation, is initiating spiritual master, Diksha Guru. And another one, or there could be many, from whom we received Shiksha, the teachings of spiritual life, Krishna consciousness. There could be many Shiksha Gurus. So in that way, one can have more than one spiritual master. Again, we need to be very careful, because one needs to have some kind of understanding who is giving the proper teaching. Otherwise, because of the ignorance or innocence, one may try to hear from anyone and everyone. Just because somebody is speaking elaborately and too much of rasa, without proper philosophical understanding, or sometimes it may be tinged with philosophies like impersonalism, voidism. So that is quite risky. And one needs to have that kind of understanding or discrimination from whom one should hear. Otherwise, our acharyas have explained that it is like the milk touched by the fangs of a poisonous snake. Milk and a poisonous milk appear to be same, but the effect is different when one takes proper pure milk. Then one will get nourished. But if one takes poisonous milk, then what will happen? One's spiritual life or one's devotion towards the Supreme Lord may get destroyed. And therefore, our acharyas have given lot of explanation that how one has to be very careful. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he explains that the demons killed by Lord Krishna, in his childhood, they represent various type of anarthas in our spiritual life. When Lord Krishna was born, he was very small, and Kansa, he was very envious. He was fearful. Just a minute. I want to know if everyone is able to hear. Okay. So, Kansa was very fearful of Lord Krishna, because it was predicted that he will be killed by the eighth son of Devaki, his own sister. And because he got such threat, and he was trying by all his means to avoid death, and therefore he was sending various types of demons to Vrindavan. And the first demon he sent was Uttana. It is explained that this demoness, she had kind of special power to fly from one tree to another tree, to change the form. So he invited her and told that this is the mission, that this small child is born and you have to kill him. And she was expert in killing small children. So she decided to come to Vrindavan. Not in her original form, but she changed her form. And if she was searching Krishna, where is Krishna? Devotees go to Vrindavan in different mood. Where is Krishna? But she had come to Vrindavan in a different mood, trying to kill Krishna. And it is explained that in her previous birth, she was sister of Bali Maharaj, Ratnamala, or sometimes it is said that she was a daughter of Bali Maharaj. And when Lord Vamandev had come to beg for 3 states of land, she was having some kind of vatsalya bhav, maternal affection. She was thinking, such a nice child. When she saw that form of Vamandev, so she had that kind of little thought about, like a mother, she thought about. And at the same time, she was thinking that why is taking the land or his. So here, when she came, she had smeared poison on her breast. And she was thinking that she will take the baby child, Krishna, and feed him with the milk. And she will feed this poison and kill Krishna. That was the intention she was having. And when she entered in Vrindavan, she had taken such a beautiful form. as she was moving around, going, and everyone was thinking that, who is this personality? Maybe somebody from heaven has descended. And they were like a full green signal kind of thing. Nobody was asking why you are here. Securities and everything. They were completely bewildered. And when she entered in the house of Nanda Maharaj, and even Mother Yashoda, she trusted her. She was thinking that, okay, no problem. Lord Krishna is in safe hands. I don't have to worry now. So, when she tried to feed the milk to Krishna, Krishna knew actually that who is this lady and what is her thought and what she wants to do. So Krishna closed his eyes. And Acharya explained that why Krishna closed his eyes. And it is explained that he was thinking that, oh, the first demon I had to kill is a lady. What can I do? He's a little bit embarrassed. So he closed his eyes. And Krishna is very merciful. He knew that although she had that bad intention, but still she had some kind of parental affection for Lord Krishna. So therefore, Lord Krishna, he started sucking the milk. And first he took away all the poison. And he started taking her life. So at the time she was very scared and started screaming. And she assumed her form towards, and she just ran out of the home and just like all over Vrindavan, like it was like a huge drama. And Krishna purified her. And even gave liberation. Krishna gave her the form of like equivalent to mother. And Uddhava also later on, he glorifies Lord Krishna. Aho bhakyam stana kala kota. Uddhava explains that how even Lord is so merciful that she had such bad intention, but he purified her and gave her the position as equal to that of mother in the spiritual world. So our acharyas explained that what Putana represents. Putana represents false guru. Person who does not have devotion to the Supreme Lord and giving kind of impersonalistic views that you can become God or you will merge in God. Various kind of theories, impersonalist theories, Mayava theories, so which are very dangerous because one will not achieve the ultimate perfection. The real position of the living entity in the spiritual world is Jivera Swarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. That the living entity is eternally Lord Krishna's servant. There is never a time when living entity becomes God. It is not possible. Srila Prabhupada explains that man cannot become God and God cannot become man. Both theories are wrong. Sometimes people think that God has descended as a human being. He has come as a human being. As a human being is okay, but not a human being. There is a difference. So sometimes Lord may come as a human being, but He doesn't become a human being. And Lord Krishna Himself explained, Avajananti ma mura manushyam tanum ashrita, that those who think that I become human being, they are mudas. That is Lord Krishna's verdict. Such a strong word. So who can dare to think like that, that God has become man, right? So, and man cannot become God, whatever one may try. There'll be always a difference between the living entity and God. So therefore, this concept has to be very clear from the very beginning. And therefore, Lord sends His empowered acharyas, devotees, to establish the truth. Because when He came and gave the message of Bhagavad Gita, it was very clear. He established the process of achieving Him. The process of achieving the Supreme Lord is the process of devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. You can understand me by only devotional service. No other method can take you to that level. So when He gave that message and went, by the passage of time, there is always some kind of degeneration in the philosophies. That has been happening again and again over a period of time. And therefore there is a need for Lord to come and establish the truth. Or sometimes He sends His devotees, empowered devotees, who can make it more clear. When we hear from them, more clarity will come and confusion will go away. Therefore it is absolutely necessary that we hear from those devotees, those who are in the bona fide disciplic succession, those who represent the proper sampradaya, and they are practicing in their own lives. And ultimately it is by the grace of the Supreme Lord that one will get that kind of clarity and understanding by which one will be able to perfect one's life. So after even Lord Krishna's disappearance, He gave Bhagavad Gita, but then again there were misinterpretations and people were becoming sinful, even taking shelter of the Vedas. And therefore they were killing animals, because it is explained in Vedas in certain section that okay, you can kill animals in a particular way, or there are certain regulations. But it is just one part of it, and for whom, which type of people can take it, that is also different.
But there, again, there is a tendency to generalize everything. And therefore, that kind of contamination was happening in philosophy. So, Lord has established four sampradayas. He's saying four acharyas in four sampradayas. Sampradaya means samyak pradayate iti. When samyak pradayate, completely it is given. So the truth is given in its complete form. So it is explained that Rudra Sampradaya, then Sri Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, and Brahma Sampradaya. That Rudra Sampradaya means the Sampradaya of Lord Rudra, in which Adi Vishnu Swami comes. It is explained that there are three acharyas who assume the name of Vishnu Swami. One was 3 centuries before BC. He is Adi Vishnu Swami. Another came in 9th century. And third one came in the 13th century. So when Adi Vishnu Swami came, he saw that there was influence of Buddhism on people. It's kind of covered atheism. So when he saw that, it is explained that in the Pandyan country, there was King Pandya Vijaya and his minister Deveshwar. And the son of Deveshwar was Vishnu Swami. So when this king saw that the Buddhist, they had taken over the temple of Jagannath Puri and they had established Buddhism. So Lord Jagannath was different, worshipped in a different way, not the way it is worshipped. And the philosophy was different completely. So when he saw that Lord has been shackled into this kind of philosophy, King Pandavisha and Devishwar, they crushed Buddhism and brought Lord Jagannath from the temple to Sundarachal, Neelachal to Sundarachal. They brought it there and they established and started worshipping properly. And it is explained that that is the beginning of Pandu Vijaya, or Pahandi as we call it in today's world. When Jagannath Rath Yatra happens, that time Lord is brought out from the temple and taken to Sundarachal, which is considered to be like Vrindavan. So that original procession, today we celebrate as Rath Yatra. Of course, we have other internal meanings also that why Rath Yatra is celebrated. But one explanation is given like this. Pandav Vijay, King Pandav Vijay, he started this process, Jagannath Rath Yatra procession. So that was the Adi Vishnu Swami, and his philosophy was Vishuddha Advaita. That means purified monism. And it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two principles from each sampradaya. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted in one sense many gurus, because he is taking the essential teachings and he is establishing the pure devotional service. And these are the four bona fide acharyas who tried to establish devotional service, bhakti. And one of these two teachings are exclusive dependence on Krishna as our only shelter. This is the first teaching. And second is path of spontaneous love, raga bhakti, following in the footsteps of liberated souls of the spiritual world. So Lord Chaitanya took the essence from Rudra Sampradaya. Then later on came, that was quite early, quite beginning. Of course, Vishnu Swami again came, like different acharyas assumed the name 9th century and 13th century. Then came Ramanujacharya. And as we know that the impact of Shankarites was very powerful on people, and anybody had to accept even sannyas, they had to take in that line. So Srila Ramanujacharya, who was serving Yadavacharya, and he gave some explanation of one particular verse, that how the Lord's eyes, he made a comparison of the Lord's eyes to the backside of monkeys. So when he, Ramanujacharya, heard this kind of explanation, he was so much disturbed. But how can he compare, like how can I give such kind of example or analogy? So tears came in his eyes because of so much of anguish and suffering. And those hot tears drop on the feet of Yadavacharya. And he was disturbed. He said that, oh, what happened? Why are you disturbed? What is so disturbing now? So he explained that this is what I heard from you, and there is a different explanation for that. So then he asked, so what is your explanation? So Srila Ramanujacharya, he gave a completely different meaning. He explained that that which blossoms in the presence of sun, kapyasam, that which blossoms, and what blossoms? Lotus flower. Lotus flower blossoms in the presence of sun, and that is compared to the eyes of Lord Vishnu, Pundarikaksha. So when he heard this explanation, he was not very happy, because he was having his own philosophy. And again, when somebody is strongly attached to particular philosophy, then all the other things come up, ahankar and everything comes up. So there was some kind of tension between them. But later on it is explained that it happened many times, but later on he surrendered to Ramanujacharya. He understood that his understanding of Supreme Absolute Truth is much more higher. and he accepted that. So Ramanujacharya, once he was in Jagannath Puri, when Lord Jagannath, he revealed to him that in future he is going to come in Navadvip as Lord Gauranga, and he should go to Navadvip and take shelter. So he said that if you are coming in the future and I have devotional service is the highest, so let me propagate devotional service. So he said, no, you continue your mission and internally serve me. So in that way, even Ramanujacharya got the mercy of Lord Gauranga before the appearance of Gauranga. And then when later on Lord Gauranga came, he took two teachings from Ramanujacharya. And these two are, the supreme goal is bhakti, uncontaminated by karma and jnana. Jnana karma di anavratam. That is bhakti. Otherwise one may get attached to lot of knowledge, speculative knowledge and karma, just performing bhakti for the sake of performing bhakti, or sometimes bhakti can become like a pious activity, Krishna conscious pious activity. I feel good, okay, go to temple, but it doesn't go beyond. So therefore pure bhakti is much more higher. It has to be free from any fruitive results that I do bhakti, I do chanting and I should get something in return. That it's fruitive, karma kaan. Or sometimes it can be like, it can bring more anarthas if it is not performed in proper consciousness. Because if anarthas are not removed properly, then whatever extra bhakti we are chanting, we do, that will increase anarthas. So therefore one has to be very careful that to remove those weeds from our thoughts, mind, that bhakti can bring fruitive results. It should be anya bilashita shunya. There should not be any material desires while performing bhakti. Or name or fame, followers, so many subtle desires may also come up that I will do bhakti in such a way that everyone follows me. Everyone should get know that I am such a big speaker, or and in today's world everything is calculated on in terms of number of followers. How many followers you have? Various social media or wherever, how much people you can capture. So one has to be very careful that one doesn't get affected by those things. And the second teaching Lord Chaitanya took was service to the devotees, Vaishnav Seva. That without serving the devotees, one cannot make progress in spiritual life. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Kirtan. That if one wants to make progress in spiritual life, one has to serve the devotees. Serving means hearing their instructions, not just because I want to serve, I will do something and that is service. But hearing from them what they want to do, what is their mission, and how can I assist in that mission. Otherwise we may do something of our own. So therefore these two teachings. Then Lord Chaitanya took teachings from Nimbarkacharya, Kumara Sampradaya. And these two teachings are, ultimate goal of life is to seek shelter of Srimati Radharani. That is the first teaching. That is the ultimate goal of life. Who is the pleasure potency of the Lord? And second is high esteem gopis love for Krishna, following in the footsteps of gopis. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took those two teachings, Ramya Kachita Upasana. He considered that is the highest worship, method of worship, following on the footsteps of gopis. Not imitating like gopis. That is again danger, that one may think that I have become a gopi and I can do anything whatever I want. That is again a false conception. One has to be extremely careful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, Thakur Maharaj was very emphatic to keep those higher rasas way high above our head. It has to be worship, not imitated. And the fourth is Brahma Sampradaya, in which Srila Madhvacharya appeared and who preached the philosophy of Shuddha Advaita. And the two teachings were complete refutation and defeat of Mayavad philosophy. And second is service to personal deity form of Krishna. And therefore we can see that how these teachings were perfectly imbibed by Srila Prabhupada and how he went to Western world, which were filled with impersonalism and Mayavad. Impersonalism, voidism, Mayavad, Nirvisheshwad. When one is covered with such philosophies, it is absolutely difficult to understand what is higher. So therefore Srila Prabhupada wrote these books which make things more clear. Bhagavad Gita as it is. That means the message has been given very clearly. After reading this Bhagavad Gita, one's thought process will become very clear. Who am I? Who is God? What is my relationship with God? What is the process by which I can achieve perfection? So therefore, these four acharyas have given these teachings and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two principles from all those four sampradayas. Hare Krishna.